As I was a walking down Paradise Street,
away, way, hey, blow the man down.
A pretty young damsel I chanced for to meet.
Give me some time to blow the man down.
She was rounding the counter and bluffing.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph J, Greg I, Eric R, Trisha, and this is a great song from Popeye, the commercials with Olive
Oi.
And Pluto.
No, Dave, this oh. is Blow the Man Down by the Ex-Siemens Institute.
The who?
The Ex-Siemens Institute.
The who?
Blow the Man Down.
Okay.
From Tusk.
That's better.
I'm sure that you've seen Tusk, right?
I have.
Justin Did you Long. Like it?
No.
I loved it.
It was silly.
Justin Long turns into a walrus.
And
absolutely wonderful.
And he brings back Haley Joel Osment.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you see Tusk?
I did.
Did you like it?
You know.
Oh, come on.
It's a little boring.
That was silly.
Oh, come
I love Kevin
on.
Smith.
It was disgusting. It was wonderful.
Johnny Depp in that, too?
Yes, he
Johnny
was.
Depp. It was okay. his best role in years. And I didn't know it was him until I saw the end credits.
Right. I mean, it took me a while. I was like, who is that? I know who that is. And then I'm like, oh, my God, it's Johnny Depp. What the heck is he doing?
Do you think
movie?
That's the theme song to Amber Rose's walk?
Yes, it could be.
Okay.
And you just stepped all over your empowering women comments from earlier.
I'm going to get it from Hillary or someone.
Probably. Well, anyway, you can join us on Meerkat at Breakthrough Entertainment if you want to see our Halloween costumes. Dave, you had
right,
your hat on. Let's get one shot of Dave wearing his hat. It doesn't fit on his tail. It's close enough.
Cabal of Dave.
What's that called? The earphones.
And the earphones.
In radio, Dave, they're called cans.
Oh, cans. Now, No, that was from the walk, Amber
you know,
Rose.
You know what?
Yeah.
Well, no.
It looks good?
That's the behind cans.
That was...
Is this like, hey, pretty woman? Oh, that didn't sound like John Wayne, did
no,
it?
No, okay. not at all. Don't even try.
All right.
But, yes, you can see my Frankenweenie costume.
Yeah. You can?
That didn't sound right.
Well, you left out the costume.
And let's talk about a couple of movies that, other movies, non-horror movies that opened yesterday.
Yay.
Including Pan.
Pan.
Let's see if Pan gets panned. Levi Miller plays an orphan who is spirited away to the magical Neverland, where he finds both fun and dangers, and ultimately discovers his destiny to become the hero who will be forever known as Peter Pan. Hugh Jackman. Oh, you like that? We'll switch up. No. All right. Hugh Jackman and Garrett Hedlund also star as Blackbeard and Hook, respectively. Dave, do you want to go first, or should I go first with Pan?
You go first.
All right. Well, Pan is ardently adventurous. Yes, younger viewers will be especially enthralled with this new fantasy flick that essentially gives the classic character the prequel treatment. However, perhaps Disney's live-action adaptations of their animated catalog, you know, Maleficent and Cinderella have spoiled us, because while this Warner Brothers production is undoubtedly entertaining, it still feels as though it fails to live up to the grand expectations that come with this title's territory. I think I was expecting a little more from something based on Peter Pan. It is overpopulated by unsubtle CGI. You could tell that the kid, that Peter, was not really a human being at certain moments. The birds, the big birds in the movie, really annoying.
Peter Pan's not a human being?
In a few scenes, he's not. When he's flying, it's just like a CGI version of him. It looks really, really weird. And then these birds look like they're straight out of Angry Birds. The characters with whom we've, you know... The characters with whom we've been familiar with since childhood bear absolutely no resemblance to those that inhabit our imaginations. Sorry, but where's the hook?
The hook was there.
Yeah, it wasn't attached to his hand, though. He had it in one scene. He just was like...
Oh, because this is a prequel. This is something
later
that happens.
But then you build up to that, and you know what? I really don't think this is going to have Pan 2. You know, and it sounds like I'm giving it a thumbs down. I'm not. I am giving it a thumbs up, because I know that kids are still going to be... You know, loving this movie. It is still adventurous. It's still fun. I enjoyed watching it. The end, all the stuff at the end, the big action sequence at the end was pretty exciting. But ultimately, you know, it just didn't feel like Peter Pan to me. So thumbs up, but not a wild thumbs up for
That's
me.
That's the weirdest review I've ever heard.
I'm sorry. Let's see. I'm sure that Dave's going to top it.
So you got a thumbs up? You
gave a it mild a thumbs mild. Up.
Well, this started, I thought, a little bit slow. I thought I was watching Oliver Twist. Would you agree?
Yes.
And
please,
I was waiting for
can I have
music.
Some more?
Yeah. And, you know, I thought, well, I would have watched Oliver Twist if I wanted to see Oliver Twist. And so it started off a bit slow. You know, I'm not sure what they were really trying to set up there. I think it went on way too long. But anyway, but then I thought it sort of transformed itself pretty quickly. I thought it went into like I was on a Disney ride watching a movie. And a combination of Indiana Jones, Pirates of the Caribbean, and Peter Pan ride. And mm-hmm. I go, hey, this is pretty good. It's sort of a lot of action oriented and some interesting scenes. The mermaid scene was sort of cool. I thought some of the special effects were cool.
The mermaid is the same girl from Paper Towns. I don't know if you saw
Paper
Towns yet.
But very nice. Yeah. And I thought the special effects were really good. Mm-hmm. And so it really turned into a lot of action, a fantasy adventure film. And it's certainly not a breakthrough by any means, but I thought it was just a fun movie with great acting. I thought the acting was really good, special effects really good, pretty predictable, you could say, but just a fun movie. So I give it a thumbs up. Not great, but I think it would warrant a second,
sequel.
A sequel, only because it did mention Hook. And, yeah. You know, I'm sorry, it got my curiosity up in terms of, okay.
We know how it happened.
Yeah, it didn't
and
look...
I know it couldn't happen because it's rated PG. And if that had actually happened, then it would have been rated PG-13.
Okay, so I don't know what that means.
You don't know how it happened? How Hook lost his hand?
Oh, no. Was he like
a doctor?
Yeah,
he was bitten off by a crocodile. Yeah.
Oh, it was? Oh, really? There were crocodiles there.
Tick, tock. Talk.
I don't remember.
All right.
Well, but anyway, so I give it a thumbs up. It's a fun movie. I think it's a movie for the family, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, you can't go wrong with it. It wasn't boring at all except the beginning a bit. But it was cute. Great. The little kid was a good actor.
Yeah, he did well. And, you know, it is getting horrible reviews. I mean, if you go on Rotten Tomatoes, they won't let me on Rotten Tomatoes still. Here we are 1 year later.
Should I
you
write
had
them
your chance.
Again?
You blew it.
I know. What?
I'll write them.
Yeah, that's okay.
I'll buy them. Buy them.
Nobody cares.
We did write them.
I know, we did write them.
Yeah, you're right.
And you know what? Rotten Tomatoes doesn't matter because, you know, they're saying that this is rotten. I think this is far from a rotten movie. Like I said, it's not a perfect movie.
Oh, no, it's a
it's
good,
a good movie.
Movie,
especially for families, kids.
Disney didn't do this, though.
No, it's Warner Brothers.
It seems like a Disney-type movie.
Right. Disney's making some others. We're going to see Jungle Book next year. We've got Dumbo.
Good.
Live-action Dumbo, and they just announced Cruella, another...
Cruella.
But I don't think that they can do Cruella
without... The sister
without,
of a Cinderella.
Without Glenn Close. But
Glenn Close. Now, you got Freehold, right?
Freehold, yes.
Let's get Trisha in, because she really likes this.
Okay, so...
I don't know if she likes it, but she should give give her a review on this.
Okay, so Freehold, Julianne Moore plays a decorated New Jersey police detective who is diagnosed with cancer and wants to leave her hard-earned pension to her domestic partner, played by Ellen Page. However, the county officials conspire to prevent her from doing this. Again, this movie is called Freehold. It opened up yesterday in theaters. I think it was open in limited release in other cities last week. And so I will say, Trisha, we have you here, and you'll give your comments in just a second. I will say that Freehold is sufficiently affecting and features yet another performance that is among Julianne Moore's absolute best. You know, I used to not like her, but... You know, the last couple years, she's given some absolutely amazing performances. The actress's portrayal of a woman dying from cancer and desperate to ensure that the woman she loves will be taken care of is genuinely heart-wrenching. Having said that, the sentimental yarn gets somewhat tangled in the gay rights threads that surround it. The aspect of the story, that aspect is certainly moving, but significantly drier than the rest. We feel the passion and importance, yet juxtapositioned with the images of a woman taking her final breaths, its magnitude is weakened. Thumbs up. Again, this movie is getting really terrible reviews from other critics. I don't believe that it really should at all. It does have its, you know, minor glitches, but overall, it's a huge thumbs up. Trisha.
Okay, very good. Well, I have to tell you that I was looking forward to this movie coming out, and I love Ellen Page, and I really enjoyed the latest of Julianne Moore, too, with Still Alice.
Yes.
I mean, she's done some very excellent work. And I went to see this show with an open mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved it.
Oh, good.
I'm sorry, but this is as close to a breakthrough for me as I've seen in this year. And the reason I say that is because that clunkiness of juxtapositioning the gay rights movement and pushing for gay marriage, that was truly, that's how it felt to her and to her partner. That was thrust upon them. That was not what she was looking for. Yeah. She was looking for equality to just get for her wife, if you want to call it, they weren't married, but right. for her partner, what everybody else gets for their spouse. That's all she wanted. She never wanted to use the M word, as she said, you know. But so I thought that was very well done, because it gave you that feel that this was thrust upon them. They just wanted what was coming to them.
I get that, but my mind tends to, if you analyze it too much, mm-hmm. you just think, okay, this is just about money. And I hate to say that, because I mean, it's going to rub people the wrong way. You know, I know it's not just about money, but if you overanalyze it,
right.
you know, it's ultimately about love, you know, but.
And it wasn't even really about the money, because all she wanted was enough for her to be able to stay in the house.
Right.
And I thought Ellen Page's monologue, if you want to call it, when she was there in front of the freeholders, that I thought was incredibly touching. I laughed.
Mm-hmm.
I cried.
Oh.
I got angry. And I celebrated. All in that same movie. And anything that can take your emotions through that roller coaster, I think, is a definite must see.
Excellent.
Now, it was a very limited release. There was one theater in all of San Diego that was playing it. Its national release, I think, is coming up a little bit later.
Okay.
So I think it's going to come out in all nationwide on like the 26th or something.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. But like I said, this
So two thumbs up.
Oh, this
and,
is.
And well, they're big thumbs up. Like
for,
I said, I've
yeah,
got my
for
problems.
For me, mine
with it,
is borderline breakthrough, because I just thought it was. Maybe that's why I'm not a film critic.
Well, coming up after the break, we were speaking with actress Janine Casper about her role in Freeheld. She's in the background there, and it's got some scenes with Steve Carell. So that should be exciting to talk with her about how those scenes were filmed. So, and this is Oh Wally, Oh Wally by Gerard Way from Tusk. Again, a wonderful film. Just an excellent, truly fantastic, disgusting film.
Sorry, it wasn't good. No, but a great cast, though, and you always got to give it up to Kevin Smith. And my favorite, Johnny Depp, Joseph's favorite.
This song makes me cry because I think of Justin Long as a walrus.
Sorry, and we'll be right back. Breakthrough Entertainment, 1480 KPHX.